Frank Hernandez, the Student Government Director of Diversity and Multicultural Awareness, is one of the event's organizers. He says students are playing a role in what they are calling the fight against hate crimes.
The service projects that will be coordinated by students and a state or community agency are 100% nonviolent. The verbiage that's usually used is eliminating hate crimes.
According to the Department of Justice, about 7,621 hate crimes were reported in 2007. Even with some statistical gaps in reporting of hate crimes, there's one hate crime every hour. Matt Nosenchuk is the senior counselor to the Assistant Attorney General in the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice.
Well, there's definitely been an increase in hate crimes, and I think that increase predated the election of President Obama. We at the Department of Justice are actively pursuing the enhanced authority that we'll have under the Matthew Shepard Act, the new federal hate crimes law that's currently pending in the Congress. There are states and localities that have passed hate crimes laws, and we would expect and hope that those jurisdictions will continue to prosecute them. Of course, individuals can also be prosecuted for the underlying violent act, not taking into account the bias motivation.
The Southern Poverty Law Center reports a 40% increase in hate crimes between 2003 and 2007 against Latinos. Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project at the SPLC, expects an intense immigration debate to reemerge in the U.S. after the corporate media end their focus on healthcare and climate change.
We've seen this very significant growth in hate groups over the last 8 years. It's been driven almost entirely, at least until about a year ago, by non-white immigration and their exploitation of that issue. And this ultimately translates into criminal violence. But the process is not simply that, more Latinos show up in our country and the population rises up and clubs them over the head with baseball bats. It's more that, there is a what we saw really is about 10 years ago, the formation, the beginnings of a real nativist movement, a real anti-immigration movement with a strong racial flavor to it.
In Tampa, hate crimes against homeless people have been increasing, along with the rise in the homeless population. Barbara Bunton was homeless for more than 20 years and was a victim of hate crimes.
I have been spit on, I've been urinated on, I've been laughed at, I've been punched on. When I was homeless, I had a lot of people, and it's a lot of teenagers. A lot of teenagers, they don't understand the concept of homeless people. They look at homeless as just an alcoholic or a drug addict, which is not the case in a lot of homeless people. So therefore, they think because they're powerful, they can overcome the homeless. They can do whatever they want to do to the homeless and get away with it, which they did with in my case. They got away with it because I was too scared to report it.
Danielle Carroll, civil rights director at the Florida Office of the Attorney General, has worked as an attorney for the Florida Department of Health. She says, we as a community must do our role. Carroll quotes former President Lyndon B. Johnson, saying it is as relevant today as it was many years ago.
And he says, the American city should be a collection of communities where every member has a right to belong. It should be a place where every man feels safe on his streets and in the house of his friends. It should be a place where each individual's dignity and self-respect is strengthened by the respect and affection of his neighbors. It should be a place where each of us can find the satisfaction and warmth which comes from being a member of the community of man. This is what man sought at the dawn of civilization. It is what we seek today. And I think that that is a perfect reflection of where we should be. We should be fostering that spirit among each other to say hate crimes are unacceptable.
There are 56 hate groups in Florida, according to the SPLC. That includes the League of the South and the Nation of Islam in Tampa and the Nationalist Coalition in St. Pete. For WMNF News, with Ryan Iacovacci, I'm Joshua Holton.